Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Autopsies have confirmed two Perth brothers who were shot dead execution style in Mexico. It's believed Jake and Callum Robinson and their American friend were the victims of a robbery gone wrong when they ventured into a less safe area of Ensenada. Their parents have formally identified their remains, with murder charges now expected to be laid. Senior Government Minister Jim Chalmers says it's just an awful situation.
I think the whole country's heart goes out to all of their loved ones. It has been an absolutely horrendous, absolutely horrific ordeal, and our thoughts are with all of them today.
The Finance Minister says next Tuesday's budget will be sensible, with a focus on reducing inflation. $25 billion in revenue is likely to be generated over the next 4 years. Katie Gallagher says most of the money will be used to pay down debt.
You will see savings in this budget. They are getting harder to find. I don't pretend otherwise. We're looking line by line. We look under each desk to try and see what we can find.
There's suggestions that a Perth teen shot dead by police may have been encouraging other students to explore Islamic extremism. Officers were forced to shoot a 16-year-old boy when he repeatedly lunged at them with a knife. It's believed he'd been radicalised online and was working to recruit others. The Israeli Defence Force has begun dropping evacuation flyers in Rafah as it prepares for a major ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. The IDF is encouraging residents to advance towards the expanded humanitarian area. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has been the target of an egg-throwing protester in Brisbane. Police say they initially tried to move on the pro-Palestinian activist, but as she failed to comply with their direction, she was arrested. And the consumer watchdog says Qantas' sale of tickets on so-called ghost flights was egregious and unacceptable. The airline has agreed to pay millions of dollars to customers who bought tickets for flights that had already been cancelled. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and Australia's Olympic president has thrown his support behind plans to upgrade the Queensland Sports and Athletics Centre for the 2032 Games. The Nathan site has been the subject of ongoing debate ahead of the Olympic and Paralympic Games for the River City. In your entertainment news now, and Beyonce has put on a pretty cheeky display in her latest Insta post. The singer wearing a bottom-bearing thong bodysuit along with leather chaps and a cowboy hat. Well, Kim Kardashian has received an icy reception at the roast of Tom Brady. The reality star booed by the LA crowd as she took to the stage for the Netflix comedy event. And Kendrick Lamar's war of words with Drake is heating up, the rapper making some serious allegations on his new track where he accuses Drake of being a pedophile. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.